So far in this series, we've chatted to the Mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall, about her role and duties in the borough. However, for this edition, we're going to be speaking to the Mayor's consort, that's Major Retired Rob Marshall, MBE, about his part within the mayoral function. So, welcome, Rob.
Hello, Andy. It's lovely to be with you.
Now, thanks for joining us, and let's start by understanding what your role is when accompanying Madam Mayor to the various invitations.
I am the sort of link between the event and the Mayor, so I do what's known as a second diary. The Mayoral Office send me the diary, then I coordinate the maybe two or three events we've got per day. I always forward phone call to the event to make sure that they're comfortable what time we're going to arrive. And then I introduce the Mayor and try and find the host, because it's quite nice. We need to be hosted, otherwise we don't completely understand the function. I also move her on to the next function, so that can be a bit tricky sometimes, because I have to cut conversations short, but that's my job.
So we know that the Madam Mayor has the mayoral robes, she has the hat and the chain. Do you have anything as the consort to representing Runnymede?
Yes, I was presented with the consort's chain. It's one of the only chains in Surrey that hasn't got the word mayoress on it, because historically, years ago, it was a male role and it was always a mayoress. This one just says the consort to the Mayor of Runnymede. And so I wear that, and I always wear a suit and my service medals. And that's really it. I try and look as smart as I can.
I'm sure you always do, Rob. That's fine. So, though the Madam Mayor has a political duty and a council duty, chairing the councils, that's not part of your role at all, is it?
No, not at all. I am purely the consort driver, diary coordinator, so I've got no political role whatsoever. I just try and make the visits go smoothly. Mm-hmm. And everyone we visit, we try and make them feel as special as we can, and that we've given them a really good visit and we've given them the time to listen to what they've got to say.
So while you've been going around Runnymede, you've probably discovered things about Runnymede that you never really knew before you took on this role. What have you found out?
It's surprising. There are a lot of community choir groups, which I found really good. Of course, there are thousands of volunteers. To name them would be difficult. But it's the amount of people who work really in the background of the community to make things work. And there's a couple of events I've been to, and I've seen friends that I might have seen in Chertsey, outside Costa or wherever. Mm-hmm. And I said, you'd never told me you volunteered. And they say, oh, we don't really want to mention it. So that sort of element is really lovely, to see people in different situations.
And that's right, and giving their time quite freely to support various good functions and causes.
Oh, absolutely. They're all very humble.
So what would you say has been the highlight so far?
Now, I knew you were going to ask me this. So I'm not going to specify one particular highlight, because there are so many. They're all so diverse.
There must be a few to share, I dare say.
But... I would categorise anything that is fundraising with live music or maybe a choir. Now, I particularly love the Egham Band. Of course, we are blessed in Runnymede to have the Egham Band. They're fantastic. But I've noticed, and I said about the community choirs before, and I love a bit of a sing. Mm-hmm. So, anything with the choir involved, I really, really, really enjoy it.
I know in the last fortnight, I think you were at the event about ABBA with the Elmbridge Choir. Is that correct?
We were in Elmbridge for that, yes. We saw the Mayor of Elmbridge. The Elmbridge Community Choir were great, because they'll take any age. Anyone, you don't have to sing, but they put on a brilliant show of ABBA. And of course, I was there enhancing the performance.
You're getting your Waterloos in at the correct time, were you?
Yeah, I'm never too sure if I'm a really, really good singer or I'm otherwise, but... I do notice a lot of people smiling politely and backing off. I'm sure that's to give me space to sing. And I have been known to bring babies to tears with my glorious tones, which I'm sure that's just appreciation.
And the event, as we're saying about ABBA, that was also raising money for the Northwest Surrey branch of the Samaritans.
Yeah, absolutely essential work they do there. A listening ear. And again, I was talking to the Mayor of Elmbridge and didn't realise he's a Samaritan volunteer, because don't people shout about that.
That's right.
Absolutely remarkable people.
They're doing a fantastic job. Yeah. So when you're getting ready to go to one of these functions, I suppose with your military background, do you have a checklist? What is the essential things you need to take?
Definitely. So I've got a little checklist. So one times mayor, One times chain. there's other things. So there's a speech. If the mayor needs to deliver a speech, we've got to get that in the right order, and we've got to check it before we go. The location, of course, because the roadworks. We all lament about the roadworks around Surrey, getting to the mayor to the event on time, and also who we're going to meet. We really, really like to meet the event organisers and special people within the event. So maybe there's a great volunteer or someone who's gone over and above their duties. We always like to be introduced to them and to say thank you on behalf of the borough. So yeah, the checklist goes on a little bit, and the last thing I do is check when our next event is, because that's a critical thing.
So when you're getting ready for this function or an event, who's ready first? Is it you or Madam Mayor?
What a tricky question that is. It's always me, because if the mayoral robes are being worn and we haven't got time to change at the event, I'll get Shannon changed in the house,
All right.
and that takes 10 minutes before we go out, just to make sure it's all, because it's been very hot summer and we might have to change robes again at another function. So I've got to kind of plan that in a big line in the daytime. Sometimes we're in robes in the morning, middle of the day, non-robes, and then robes again in the afternoon. So that's got to be planned. It's really quite interesting.
Yes, I'm sure it is. And as I say, with your military background, you've got it timed to the minute, to the second.
I don't shout orders, I promise you.
Anyway, before we end this chat, let me congratulate you also on your own recent award of the MBE, which was given in the King's first birthday honours list in the summer. You haven't yet had the ceremony at the Palace or at the Windsor yet. Is that still to come?
That's right. Thank you very much, Andy. Complete shock to me, and I'm very humbled and privileged to be awarded the as a member of the most excellent Order of the British Empire. We go on the 2nd of November, and we're lucky enough to be going to Buckingham Palace. So we could be even luckier and get His Majesty himself.
So that's definitely a date in the diary for you. We'll come back and talk about that after the event. I'm sure there'll be great memories to share on that. For the time being, can I just say thank you for sharing your experience? It does sound like you're doing an excellent job supporting Madam Mayor, and it's great to hear about your involvement. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you, and it's been lovely speaking to you.